Part 2.
The day had arrived. She looked around her office. She was going to be removed from this, her home, and placed among strangers. No! She screamed, and her fist came heavily down upon the desk, scattering pens into sudden life. Sister Coxall's mind began to work. Now it raced. Nobody knows he is coming here except me. He said he was going to stay at a hotel last night, and was coming straight to the ward this morning, before reporting to the general office. He had no white coat, or identity badge yet. A diabolical smile drew back the corners of her thin, straight mouth. There's only one thing to do, she muttered, and rose and went to the door. Nurse, she called. A new patient is expected this morning, a Mr. Green. When he arrives, bring him straight to my office. She looked down at the empty report paper she held in her hand. It says here that he is paranoid and greatly confused. He thinks he's a doctor. Humour him, nurse. I'll prepare a strong sedative. Going to the cupboard, Sister Coxall took down a syringe and filled it with a cool orange liquid. She then took an empty phial from a cabinet and began to prepare a written report on Mr. Green. She sighed. The ward was full of men, all confused, all insisting they were doctors. No one was ever going to take her ward and office away from her. No one.